Welcome to The Authentic Life with KL, the podcast where we throw out the rule book, where we dive in head first to the real and raw, unapologetic journey of living the best life. That includes lots of music. This is your go-to space for empowerment, for deep healing and owning your authenticity like the boss that you are. We're here to break down walls and slay self-doubt. Vibe to the soundtrack of your soul. Every beat and lyric will move through stories that heal and empower. You can live your fullest and most badass life. Welcome to The Authentic Life with KL. This episode of The Authentic Life with KL is brought to you by Break the Silence, a nonprofit created using music as a platform to raise awareness for mental health, suicide prevention, and recovery of all kinds, offering hope and starting the hard conversations to bring communities together. Welcome in.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course, of course. So it looks like you're a busy guy. I kind of, you know, did my thing. And it looks like you do a whole lot more other than just music. Can you kind of introduce a little bit of you to anybody who may not know who you are?
Yeah, of course. Not only a musician, I also own a concert venue in Bend, Oregon. And I've been producing concerts throughout the Pacific Northwest for about the better part of 20 years. So we do concerts in 5 states in total. And then within kind of under that umbrella, I've owned other businesses and sold some. And then right now, like my current rendition of stuff is basically I have my concert venue, I have a recording studio, which is where I'm at right now. And then I do like apparel printing as well. So those are kind of the 3 things under the umbrella right now.
Keep you real busy.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. So is there a specific reason why you've always stayed within music? Has this been something that's been kind of ingrained in you just to have you be a part of it?
Yeah. So I got into music super young. My dad's whole side of the family were everybody was musicians and everybody played an instrument. So I started pretty young, like, you know, between 10 and 12 playing music. And then by 14, I was, you know, playing on stages. And then by 15, I was putting on my own concerts. So it's kind of one of those things. It was deeply ingrained in me. And I've just tried to continue through my whole life to find a way to make that a viable thing for me to, you know, not only to live off of, but also to be a part of, you know, day in and day out. And, you know, it took a long time, realistically, for everything to get where it's at. But it was kind of one of those things. I kept my head down. I kept pushing forward, and eventually got to, you know, this spot's where I wanted to be at. So
do you have a preference since you've done kind of both sides of, as far as, you know, promoting and owning a venue versus being the actual musician? Do you have a preference on which side, or is there pros and cons for you on both?
I think there's pros and cons on both. I definitely, I love playing live, and I love the energy of playing live, and I love the experiences you get when you get to travel. I mean, I haven't toured, much recently, but I used to tour, you know, 6 months a year for years and years. You know, I've been to pretty much most of the United States, 38 states, some of them 6 or 7 times. Then I went over to Germany as well to play. So that side of it is all like beautiful and amazing, and it's so much fun, and there's great community and all that. But there's also like putting on the concerts and running the venue and kind of being a conduit in that element of stuff, where you're getting all the artists through and you get to take care of people and you get to, you know, put good shows on and run a great facility for them and really make sure that you're like checking all the boxes of all the stuff you want when you're on tour. That side of it is also super rewarding. So it's kind of a bit of a give and take on that.
Yeah, I could see how that would be, especially if you know the industry. There is always, I know there's always that division, like with management companies and with venues and with all those things. Yep. So you see what you don't want. So usually in life, when we know what we don't want and we see that we're able to help people not have what we know we don't want.
Yeah.
That's usually part of our gift on that.
Yeah, so it's super nice. So
yeah. So the world is this gross place, like 70% of the time, if you let it be, it'll really pull you down. But We like to really focus on all this beautiful things that kind of inspire us. What inspires you to keep going when there's just shit everywhere?
I mean, I really, and I kind of, I preach this quite a bit, but, you know, life is super short, and we have this very finite time to do things. And I've always been a big advocate to just push people to, I mean, just literally just to live life. Life is always going to have its roller coasters of ups and downs. There's nothing we can do to stop that. And, you know, sometimes it may even feel like it's just a continual, you know, downward spiral of stuff. But I'm a huge advocate just to, you know, to be pushing forward and to be not only a light for yourself, but light for the people around you. You know, I've been thankful enough throughout the years. I've had a lot of people, you know, come to me and tell me that, you know, just my motivation to keep pushing forward was like their motivation to start their business or to pursue their thing or whatever. And even recently, starting up, you know, my own kind of solo music project, you know, I've kind of been a bit overwhelmed at how many people are just so excited that they're seeing me do it because they're like, I saw you do it and now I want to do it. Or I saw you, you know, you're pursuing your dreams and it's inspiring me to like go back to school or like to do this thing. And I think, you know, that's kind of like the beautiful part in life is like we get to help other people when we're struggling through something. And it might be really hard for us in that moment, but we don't even realize the impact it might be having on the people around us in a positive way. You know, and it's like, I mean, man, if you go down, and I've done it before, if you go down the rabbit hole of all the crappy things happening in the world, you can really get sucked into it and really feel like there's no hope and there's, you know, nothing's ever going to be good. And it's just like, you can't let yourself fall into that. It's easy to, it's almost easier to be negative about stuff and be like, oh, it's never going to change. It's never going to get better. But it's like, you got to dig down and just be like, it can be better. You know, we can do more, we can help more. And the older I've gotten and the more I've done everything that I've done, it's like, it's funny. Like now I want to help even more. I want to do as much as I can to help, even if it's just giving, you know, local charity gift cards or, you know, doing like a homeless, you know, a homeless cookout for like Thanksgiving or just like, whatever it is, I'm like, even if it's super small, I'm like, let's just try to do as much as we can, you know? So I don't know. I think that's kind of like a big thing I've always pushed for is just is keeping a positive, you know, staying positive and keeping a mental positive attitude on things. And, you know, I'm my own worst critic as well. I let stuff suck me down sometimes and I get negative about stuff, but sometimes, like, you know, you kind of have to like do a little bit of like a little self-destruct to rebuild. So anytime I'm going down that, I'm like, okay, like I know I'm going to shake this off and I'm going to come back out. But like, you know, I'm like, where do I need to land with everything to like start building myself back up? So, but yeah, I think, you know, that's probably the best I can say.
No, I connect with that answer, I think, more than more probably than any of the others that have been, because I connect with that because that's been my thing. Like I'll do like things and I'll try, but I have my own struggles. But just like what this podcast is, it's just a space to hold stories for people, you know, that way they can be like, oh, you know, Johnny has had that too, or, you know, Kitty has had that too. And they still keep going through, because I do think that our job, at least my job and probably your job, since you said that, is it's not for me to go out and do everything for everybody or to heal everybody, but to hold space and show them that they have the power just to do it. And if I can do it, you can, I promise.
Yeah. And that's really been my big push lately is, you know, it's like, I'm just a normal person, just like you. All I'm doing is just like putting my head down and trying to accomplish the goals and the things that I want to do. And like, you know, I tell everybody, I'm like, whatever it is you want to do, if you want to do art, if you want to start a business, if you want to go back to school, like you can do it. Anything you want to do, you can do. It's all just mental. And it goes for anything. I mean, it goes from working out to changing your diet to taking healthy steps. You know, if you've had a lot of traumas in your life and things, it's all just a mental game. And you hear like tons of people, you know, like, like Gary Vee or David Goggins or all these people, it's a mental game. And it's like, I think that's what a lot of people, they think there's something that's gonna be that key that turns or that door that opens. And I'm like, it's just a mental game. Like, you just got to get past it and be like, putting this out, this is what I want, this is my goal, this is where I want to go. And
We're
then you just
always
got to
the
go.
one that stands in our own way.
Oh, yeah.
We are. And I do a lot of teaching on different things. And one of my favorites is, when did you stop believing in yourself? Because as a baby, you did not care if your parents are trying to get you not to roll over. You were going to do it. You knew this is
Yeah.
what you wanted to do. And then you went to sitting up, and then you went to walking, and you didn't care how many times you fell and hurt yourself. You just didn't care. You just did it. And so
Yeah.
at what point in our life did we decide or get conditioned or whatever, we want to say, when did we stop believing in ourselves that we could do whatever we want? Because as a baby, it was not something that we thought. So.
Yeah, and I have, and like, I think it's in like all my bios, but it's like, I say like, follow your dreams, because your whole life growing up, people are like, oh, follow your dreams, follow your dreams. And then when you start doing that, then there's all these people being like, no, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this. And it's like, I've just kind of been like, well, I'm still just that, 12-year-old kid following my dreams, and putting my head down and just being like, nope, this is what I want to do. And it's just like you're saying, with your metaphor about, being a kid, it's like, you just got to keep getting up and keep going.
Have you ever fallen into the people pleasing trap and that held you back? Have you done that through your life? I'm sure.
Yeah, a handful of times. I actually realized a song I'm about to release. I showed it to a friend of mine that we played music together since we were in high school, and I've always been just like the guitar player or the guitar player and the backup singer, and I've always let other people my the whole time of playing music, I've always like been like, oh no, let him be the singer, let him be the main writer, let him do that. And the song that I'm about to release, my friend that I've been playing with forever, he was like, I don't even believe that you wrote this song. And I'm like, why do you say that? And he's like, why would you be sitting on a song like this or be sitting on the ability to write songs like this whole time? And I was like, well, being guilty of people pleasing, I was like, well, you guys always had, we always picked a singer, we always had the main writer, we always had this person. So I kind of just sat with my own stuff over here and just never really did anything with it. And I think it's like, I can name a few times throughout my journey of life, not only with music but other things, but in music, where like I went to show somebody something and they shot it down super hard, and you're just like, ah, shit, okay, maybe I should just keep that to myself. And same with like in life and business. It's like I've had people shoot me down and tell me no dozens of times, and it took me a little bit to realize that, like, I'm like, okay, well, in life and in business, when people say no, like, I just find a different way. But then in like my own life and in music stuff, I was like, why did I take no and just stop? And it kind of was it's like the pro and con of it. It's like I had one person say no, then I had one friend that's like, dude, you have to release this music, it's so great. And it's like, that's all I needed to be like, you know what, I am gonna do that. But it's wild how that can affect you so much, somebody's
Do you
criticism.
think that it's because your music is more vulnerable or just more emotion and more of a part of you than maybe say like opening a random business or whatever?
Right,
You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
definitely. And I think a lot of the music that I wrote, and that I have, it's like I've always used music, as an artist would. It's like, these are emotional things that I'm going through and things I'm dealing with in my life. So a lot of these songs held a very close space in my heart, where I was like, I needed to write that song to get through that thing. And it's scary to take that and be like, all right, world, here's all of the what I was feeling on this. And some of the songs I've been releasing, I've had the songs for years and years, and I just kind of sat on them because I was like, just in this mental roadblock of like, I don't really know if I'm ready to share this, with people or show this to people. But then every time I do, then I get kind of re-inspired because somebody's like, oh my God, I love this song so much, or I'm connecting with the lyrics on this, or whatever it is. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I guess I can show this, I guess I can release this. And in business, you're definitely not, I mean, You are emotionally attached to your business, but not, I don't think, in the same way as as artwork. I mean, I guess some people are, depending on the business and what you're doing. But so I think it's easier to push forward in a business sense than an artistic sense. And I'm still working past that. Sometimes I'll post a video or post something of me singing, and I'm like, ah, I'm not good enough. Watching Chris Stapleton videos, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm never going to be able to sing like that guy.
But you don't
But
need
it's,
to.
yeah, it's like, I don't need to.
You don't need
I'm
to.
doing something different. Chris Stapleton is Chris
There's already
Stapleton.
Chris Stapleton.
There's already Chris Stapleton, right? So, but that's just my own mental hurdles of like, I don't need to compare myself to other people. I'm doing my own thing, creating my own thing. And in all reality, it's like, it is for me. It's my outlet of expression. So,
Yeah, no, it definitely is. Why do you think that music is so impactful and connected to our mental health?
I mean, somewhere at some point in the universe being made by by the creator, whatever creator God, however you want to look at it, for something intertwined music deeply in there. I mean, I geek out on research stuff about music, and I've watched all these documentaries about music and its connection with us and all this stuff, but whatever, wherever, however it came to be, we've always connected with music, as far back as as far back as we can think. And I think it's truly just something that's like ingrained in our soul. I don't think I've ever met anybody that doesn't like some form of music. And I think across the board, not only is it just like this great expressionary thing, but it's just the connection with it. I mean, we have music in commercials and music in movies and music in all this stuff because it grabs us emotionally. It's like, it doesn't have to have words and lyrics, just hearing music, whether it be a guitar, a violin, piano, whatever, it's like we're connected to it. And it's like the only way I can think about it is like it's just ingrained in our soul.
Yeah.
And it's no matter who you are, you hear something, it's going to grab you. And I think that's kind of the beautiful part about music, and our ability to, hear and listen and comprehend music. And I mean, even other animals, there's tons of other animals that sing songs react to our music as well. So it's like a whole big picture
No, that's a
aspect,
great point.
too
That's
spiritual, but
Yeah, no, it's not, you're not too spiritual.
yeah.
No, that's the wave I ride on all the time. So I love that. In fact, is your necklace obsidian?
It's actually, I believe it's called African Blackwood.
Okay.
It's like a really dense, heavy wood. A friend of mine made it for me. He does like woodworking.
Okay.
I think it's called African Blackwood though. But yeah, it's like this
No, I love
really
your necklace.
dark, and it's super heavy for like how small it is. So, but yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, I love that. Very grounding. I like that a lot. Okay, so is there a specific time in your life that has directly impacted you on your journey on where you have landed right this moment? I'm sure that's a lot of moments, but is there a specific moment that comes to mind?
I mean, I think, like I was saying earlier, when I started playing concerts with my friends, when we started a little band in high school, I immediately, had this big connection to being like, wow, like we can just play music on stage and all these people come out and they're like, they're matching our energy, they're matching, our level of emotion, they're, jumping around with us and screaming, yelling, all this stuff. And I think that, and then a friend of mine that he was a big like concert promoter up here. He recently passed away, but he was kind of the one that I went to, and I was like, "Hey, like, how do I do my own concerts? Like, I want to like throw concerts and stuff." And he kind of like pulled me under, his wing, and like he'd let me work concerts and be a part of kind of all that stuff and figuring stuff out and how to like. How everything worked behind the scenes, but I think kind of the allure of being able to like perform and then also like put on my own concerts is kind of like the catalyst that that set me into this super long career that I've had of doing stuff. And I think that's really like the tipping point of like where I was like, okay, like I know I want to be a part of music. I know I want to play music. I know I want to put on concerts and like, just be involved in all of this however I can. And then I for 10 years after that battled back and forth of being like, I'm going to perform live or I'm going to be putting on concerts. And I go back and forth and back and forth. And I kept thinking like, okay, one of these is going to take the lead and that's going to be what I do. And then here I am at, 36 now being like, oh, I'm starting a music project up again. I think, there's been a lot of learning lessons and a lot of people and a lot of mentors and everything along the way that helped me. I mean, even like my friends' parents when I was in high school, like they would help me go to the grocery store and get all the stuff we needed for the band's riders. And then it's like helping us get our equipment to the shows and like buying it, like being like, okay, you can mow the lawn for 3 months and I'll give you the money to go buy a guitar, So there's a lot of little things, and then a lot of big things that kind of slowly, propelled me into where I'm at now. But I think it's, again, it's kind of one of those things where it's like I kept being like, well, this is what I want and this is where I want to get to. And I do feel like people genuinely, when they see you wanting to go somewhere, like if they can help or if they can do anything, there's a lot of people that are just like, oh, like if I can just help be a stepping stone, advice, mentorship, whatever it is. And I've always been super, super grateful for that. And I think another part of that is just like I'm always putting myself out there of like, this is what I'm trying to do. This is where I want to go. Which is another big thing I advocate for people to do. And I think it's like, like I said, all those things along the years. I mean, even when I started getting into doing bigger concerts and bigger stuff, I remember a friend of mine, he's a successful business owner, and he's like, well, what's holding you back? And I'm like, I just don't have the financial backing to like take these big shows on. It's expensive. And he's like, okay, well, like I'll sign on for, XYZ amount of shows and be like the financial backing and let's see how it goes, And I remember it was exciting and terrifying. I ended up, of course, losing all the money on that show or those couple of shows that I was trying to do. But it was a big learning lesson of just like, of finding things and figuring out how stuff worked. But it's like people like that, like throughout my whole life that, it's like somebody just being like, well, let me help. And I think that's also why I'm so big on like giving back and trying to, mentor people or give advice or whatever anybody needs. It's like I'm relatively always an open book. 'Cause I'm like, I wouldn't be where I'm at if I didn't have 100 people that decided to help me for, for nothing. So.
No, that's beautiful. Sounds like the universe conspires in your favor. And it sounds like you do a lot of, like you said, there's a lot of give back. You know, it's that balance. I think that, and I think too, sometimes we see whatever we are and whatever we're doing, we're gonna look for that within the world around us, So I think if we're focusing on grateful things, I think we start to see more. Things to be grateful for instead of focusing just on, the negative that there is plenty of.
Yeah, exactly. And I
So.
think kind of like you're saying, like the universe is, sees you working towards something. And if I do believe like if you're giving back and you're contributing back, it's like it just seems like it will continue to push you forward in the right way. And I mean, for just the sake of like it feels good to help
It
people and to
does.
help where you can, when you can, even if it's small. It's like I feel very privileged with my venue. Like, we donated a bunch of money to like hurricane relief, and we've donated a bunch of money to a bunch of things this year. And it's like it feels good to be able to be in a position to do that, because sometimes you see stuff going on and you feel so helpless. You're like, man, I just wish I could do something. So I guess, with that, all of
Yeah.
those things,
Yeah, I think
propel you
that
forward.
that's just if it's in your heart to do it for sure. I love giving back to people. And I think a lot of us that give back, I think we know what it's like. Like you said, it's like if I wouldn't have had those things, then there's no way I would be where I am. So if you can help someone else along that journey, that's the ultimate, give back, really. So I want to talk about your new song.
Yeah.
Because I might be the biggest fan of that. That's not just because you're on the podcast. I think I told you when I first saw it on, I think it was on TikTok or something like that, and it was the
Yeah.
lyrics. And I'm a lyric girl through and through.
Yeah.
So no one's going to catch me from like the music. They're going to catch me from the lyrics. And you have the song Going Down Alone, and it
Yeah.
feels very haunting and
Yeah.
just. I love it. So, can we talk
Well,
about
thank
that?
you very much. Yeah, and I remember you reaching out, and I was like, I was super excited to release it. And I love that, you have connected with the lyrics super hard, because it is a super lyrically driven song, and I actually worked really hard to build up like the emotional side of it musically, because it was at its bare bones, it was just like a super lyric. Driven forward song, and I was like, man, I feel like I have to do a lot to like capture what I was trying to convey lyrically with the music in this. I mean, I remember texting like my friend who's also the producer on the song with me, and being like, I need to add bells, like big church bells that are just like in the song somewhere. And he's like, are you serious? I'm like, just hear me out, just put it at the end of the song. I think it'll be super cool. But that's another song, that's I wrote this song a long time ago, or when I was touring, I was in a band, and we had been on the road for a long time, and a bunch of people, were like, things were just starting to get to kind of an ugly place, and there's a lot of drug use happening, with band members and people just checking out, and I really felt like I was trying to hold on to everyone and everything and be the glue, and keep everything together and keep everything moving forward. And then it felt like no matter what I did, I kept kind of losing grip of everything, and losing everybody. And that's kind of what inspired this song. I remember writing the song. I think I was in Austin, Texas, and we were like in between a tour, and I was just working on this song. And I feel like a lot of times, like when you're depending on where you're at in your mental state, like a song can kind of come quickly, lyrically. And I have hundreds of little voice memos of me recording stuff that I've saved over the years, and I've worked on the song like three or four different times of like recording it, putting a bunch of stuff to it, and then I just like shelf it again. And I'm like, yeah, it's not quite like how I want it yet. So to finally be able to like record it and get it where I wanted to, and add all the layers and all the things that I wanted to it, it felt really good. But yeah, it's kind of it's a little bit of a slower, like you said, kind of like haunting song, and it continues to build throughout the song, and that was kind of the point of like even lyrically, it's like it's building and telling a story, and it's like kind of all climaxes at the end. So, yeah, and it's like, I mean, you could take the song in many different ways, but for me, like I was saying, it was really just like this dark period of realizing, like, I can do everything in my power to like hold everybody close and try to keep everything going, but in all reality, it's like you can't hold on to everything and everyone. It's like everyone, kind of is going to do their own thing. And that was kind of a hard reality when I was on tour, because it was like, this is my dream and this is what I want to do more than anything. But everybody else, it's like they're kind of losing it, they're kind of losing that drive for it. And it was kind of a period, of feeling dark and feeling a little bit crushed and lost, because I was like, well, what do I do now? I was like, I'm on tour doing this thing, playing in bands, and we have a lot of momentum and we have a lot of stuff going for us, but I'm losing everybody, essentially. And yeah, I think sitting on the song was probably a good idea in the long run. I mean, I could have released this song 5 years ago, but I think, it was like I was saying, I really needed to get the music emotionally where I wanted it to convey what I was trying to say lyrically. So
Yeah, and the words, I love the word play on it because, like you said, it really it could be taken for a relationship. It could be taken for absolutely any situation in your life, because I think one tried and true about growth is that if you're going to grow, you lose people and you lose things because you're outgrowing, you know, other people, or you're moving in a different direction, or your passion, as you found, like your true love and passion to do this wasn't the exact same for everybody. Yeah. And so, you know, you end up moving. And I think that's something that we all experience. We experience, you know, loss, whether that be through grief of someone passing away or loss from something not being exactly as what we thought it was going to be. And I think that's what is conveyed so beautifully.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I worked super hard on everything on a song. So it's nice to hear, you know, that, you know, you've connected with it and, you know, lyrically as well. And I think that's kind of the beautiful, you know, another beautiful part about music is like, I'm writing about this experience in my life that, you know, can be conveyed in a lot of different ways, but it's like, you know, it's like somebody could be connecting with a song from a breakup. They could be, you know, lost a family member. It could be a lot of different things. And I think, funny enough, like I never watch like when an artist does like, this is what I wrote this song about and all this stuff. Cause I kind of like the idea of like not knowing, you know, what exactly you wrote the song about. It's just like, I'm connecting with it in my connection of like, whatever in my life, I'm like, yeah, I went through that same thing. But I've always like thought that was kind of funny. I've never watched any of the artists like behind the scenes explaining, you know, how they wrote their song or where it came from or what relationship or anything, you know, like that. I'm like, I kind of like the mystery of it, of like, that's my connection with it and other people have their connection with it. I love that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, it's so, it is one of the things that just connects all of us on such different levels. So what do you hope people walk away with when they listen to your music? What do you hope that they walk away with?
I mean, it's crazy to even, to be in a position where people are listening to my music, I think, to start. And it's exciting and overwhelming, in some regards, but I really hope that people just can connect with it in a healing way, whether that be, you know, a fun, exciting, you know, they're singing and they're having the best time of their life, or if they're going through a dark period in their life. And, you know, if anything I could ever write can have an impact that helps anybody through anything, like for me, I've done my job as a songwriter. I was watching an interview with Jamie Johnson this morning, and he was just saying, it's like, I don't care if it's a number one song. I don't care if it's in the top 40. He's like, it's not a competition. You know, it's just me writing music. And my job is just to write music that connects with other people. Like that's my job as a songwriter. And I was just like, yes, like this is not a competition. It's not who's the biggest, who's the best, or your awards or accolades. It's just like, is your music connecting with people and making a difference in their life? If it's yes, then it's like, then you have succeeded as a musician, as a songwriter, you've connected with people. And, you know, and it's like, I think that's kind of the cool part about writing music is like your songs can connect with a small niche group of people, or you could have a huge audience of people. And you really don't know until you put it out there. But it's like, it doesn't really matter at what level of size of things. It's just like, are you writing songs? Are they helping people? That's what you do as a songwriter.
and I mean, when we're talking about connection, some of my closest friends I've just met at going, say, opening concerts and things like that, that I've become friends with. And they're not the biggest fans ever, but their music has impacted me in such a way that I don't really care what they put out. I'm gonna listen to it. Like once they connect to you, it's like there's nothing that they can put out that I don't like, because I'm gonna support them, because it's my give back of, you know, what their lyrics or what their energy has done for me. So, you know, I'm gonna support. So you could have this small group that's just absolutely dedicated and there to support you, just like you've supported them through the song that you wrote.
Yeah, exactly. And I think I think that's really like the the cool part and the growth of like even of an artist, you know, like I listen to a lot of different genres of music and I'm like, I've watched artists go through all kinds of, you know, you see them go through changes and growth and all this stuff in their career. And it's always weird to me when people are like, oh, I just like, I love the old version of this. I don't love the new stuff. I'm like, well, they're going to grow and change and their music is going to grow and change. And like, you kind of have to look at every album of an artist is like, okay, this is probably, you know, this album is probably, you know, the last couple years of their life, you know, of like the things that they went through, their experiences, all that stuff. And it's like, if you kind of switch your mindset when, you know, like you're saying, you're like, you know, a fan for life of somebody, it's like, if you switch your mindset to just being like, oh, okay, well, this is their new piece of artwork, and it's probably not going to sound exactly like their old artwork, but it's like, well, I don't want it to sound exactly the same. I don't want to see the same painting 10 times. So I've always tried to, anytime I'm listening to an artist, you know, new piece of work or art, that they put out, I always try to be very open-minded of being like, okay, I'm gonna listen to this and like try to understand where they're at in their career, their life. You know, it's like I think a big artist you could point that to is like Post Malone. You know, it's like he went from doing like kind of like hip hop and rap stuff, and then it kind of went into like a little bit more poppy stuff with like some big, you know, emotionally pulling songs, and then he went and did this country album. And all of it, respectfully, if you look at it all as different pieces of work, they're all good. There's all good components to all of it. You know, and it's like I think that's kind of the cool part about of all of this crazy music stuff.
No, I
You know,
do too.
you get to watch people change and grow, so.
You do. And I think if you're in it for the long run, I'll always speak on Otherwise because they're a huge, huge part of just my journey. And I could tell you every word from the album that impacted me. Now, I can't tell you every word from the current albums. I could tell you songs that I connect with more, but there is nothing like the original point of when, they became like not just musicians, but my friends, And so it's like that in itself, it's like I think people, get all misconstrued. Like you can still support and you may not know everything about it, but there is a journey that's there with all musicians, with all people, that you're supposed to change. When people say you've changed, you're supposed to.
Like, that's kind of the plan.
Yeah,
That's
you
the
want
goal.
to. You don't want to stay the same your whole life. Like I used to think that I used to take kind of some pride in like saying, well, I'm a tree. I didn't change. I don't change. And then I was like, oh, I have part of me that's always the tree for people, but I kind of changed it because I started stepping outside my box more because I realized that's not necessarily what I think is bragging rights anymore. Because it's like I want to grow. Like when you stay planted, staying inside of a box, and there's so much out there.
There is so much.
Yeah. So tell us where we can find your new song and your tour. It looks like I think is coming up. Do you have?
Music wise, I mean, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, all that stuff. My new song, Going Down Low, just came out a couple weeks ago. So I'm still promoting that song pretty heavily. And I'm super, I mean, I'm still promoting my first single as well, but and then I'm hoping either next week or the following week I'll be putting out another one more single. That's called Don't Come Around, and then it'll be from June until probably October I'll be in the studio finishing up the rest of the album. So I'll have five or six more songs, and I'm hoping to do like eight to 10 song album that'll be releasing this fall. And it'll be a very eclectic mix of my kind of my spin on the music and the style of stuff that I'm doing, which I've kind of just been saying is a little bit rock and roll and a little bit country. So
All right, we'll take it. That's that isn't that what country is anymore?
I mean, it's
It's just all blended.
I think you know, I was Hardy or not, it's hard, John Party was talking about like Hardy and Morgan Wallen and Jelly Roll and all these like kind of subgenres of country music, and he was just like, if people are connecting to it and they're having a good time and there's, you know, there's country influence in it, he's like, let's do it, let's do all of it, you know. It's like, and I think it's kind of at least like I grew up like I said playing music with my family, and they were all real southern country rock blues inspired family. That's the, you know, lap steels and guitar solos and all that stuff. And so that's kind of what I grew up in. And so for me, I'm like taking a blend of that and everything current, you know, for this new take on music is kind of fun. And then I have a little mini tour that I'm doing. We're just doing a couple Oregon dates. So we'll be doing Grants Pass, Klamath Falls, and then Bend, Oregon. Some of the shows are 21 plus, some of them are all ages. But it's, you know, it's exciting to go back out and play some shows. I just did a show with Brian Martin a couple weeks ago. That was amazing. He's a super, super awesome dude. And we had a ton of fun. We stayed at the bar way too late drinking, but we had a good time. And yeah, I'm excited. I'm trying to get some more shows and or festival plays on the books as well. So I'd definitely keep an eye out for anything like that. Yeah, have another song coming out here soon, and then hopefully this fall I'll have an album to follow up with all of that. So
Nice. And everybody go listen to that song. I've done my due. I really have. I've shared it and stuff. I was to one of my friends, I was like, listen to these lyrics. You have to listen. Because I
you're
did. I
awesome.
played
Thank you
it.
so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I listened to it on the day it came out. I just listened to it back to back to back to back, doing some podcast editing and things
Yeah.
like that. It's great. It really is.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right. So I always end the podcast on this. If someone comes to you and they're struggling with mental health, what is some words of wisdom that you would give them?
I mean, I think that's a tough question. So I grew up in a family with a lot of mental health issues. My mom has bipolar. My oldest sister has bipolar and schizophrenia. So I've had a pretty deeply close relationship with all of that. And I think, at least in my experience with mental health, it's definitely something everybody could be a lot more mindful of. And how to approach it and how to deal with it. But what I always have tried to advocate, even with my mom and friends and everything like that, is if you're struggling with something or you have mental health, whether you have an illness or whether you're just battling with stuff, it's like communicate that to the people around you. Tell the people around you what you have going on. If you have bipolar, if you're just going through depression, if you're having really bad anxiety, if you're in a social setting and you're having crippling anxiety, it's like I have found if you can just tell even just a couple people, most likely someone is going to be like, how can I help you? Or what can I do, to help you right now? And I know that can be really hard for a lot of people. And a lot of people think that might even be burdensome, but it's not at all. It's just like, I guarantee somebody around you, somebody, if you post it on, social media, if you texted a couple of friends, whatever it may be, somebody is going to come help. Somebody's going to talk to you. Or if they don't know what to do, they're going to try to get you to someone that does. So I think, that would probably be my biggest advice is just like, as hard as it may be, or as impossible as it may seem, just say something to someone, because nobody knows what's going on up here. And we're not gonna know, most likely, unless you tell us, depending on the severity of mental struggle that somebody's going through. I mean, sometimes people are having a whole breakdown and you're like, obviously they're not in a good place, but a lot of people just keep it inside. And you're never gonna be able to get help from anybody if you just keep it all inside. So
Yeah, that speaks to my soul. One of my sons struggles with bipolar, and I say struggles because he struggles when it's acting,
yep.
when it's acting, not to his liking. So it's always I can always tell when something's not quite right because he becomes more quiet, and it's like that's when
Yeah.
you need to be more loud and talk to me.
Yeah.
Is on that because it can be very difficult. So I can appreciate that response for.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming on and
Thanks for
look
having
forward
me.
to more music.
I'll definitely I'll get the link over to you when I have the next song coming out. This one is a little bit more on like the country pop rock side, but I know I can write sad songs. It's in my soul, but I wanted to write something that was a little bit more fun and energetic. And it's like, I was like, I'm just going to do something a little bit different here. So I hope that it's received well.
The Authentic Life with KL and Break the Silence are two healing missions aligning to support mental health, all wellness and recovery, offering hope and amplifying the light. Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Authentic Life with KL, where we explore the powerful intersection of healing and music. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give a follow and share with your friends. You can find more information about The Authentic Life with KL and Kitty Lynn at kittylynne.com, kittylynne.com. Thanks so much for listening.